There we go.
I'm
Now we're
sorry.
recording. Okay, so I'd like to welcome everyone to the June 2nd, 2020 regularly scheduled Sheboygan Main Street DDA meeting via teleconference. This is Interim Director Katie Ditchkowski. Before the meeting begins tonight, I'd like to give a brief announcement that will hopefully address any questions you might have. Currently, everyone's audio is muted with the exception of mine. In just a moment, I will begin unmuting the microphones of each of the Sheboygan Main Street DDA board members. I will do this individually to assure that we aren't getting any audio feedback. Once all the members have been unmuted, I will turn the meeting over to Chairperson Eckhart to call the meeting to order. Chairperson Eckhart will then address each agenda item and open up discussion between board members. Each board member will be called on individually for comment. With respect to public comments, any public participant in the teleconference will have an opportunity to publicly comment. Normally, we would ask the public to comment only on address items on the agenda tonight, but tonight we'll be taking comments during the public comment section. I will be addressing each of you by the last four digits of the phone you're calling in from, and at that time I will unmute your microphone and give you a chance to address the board. If you have no public comments, please respond with pass. If you do not respond within 30 seconds, I will automatically move on to the next participant. If you would like to address the board, please begin by introducing yourself by first and last name. And please be aware that any background noise may cause disruptive audio and we may not be able to hear you. In addition, if there are any inappropriate comments being made or inappropriate language being used, the caller will immediately be muted. And with that being said, at this time, I'd like to turn the meeting over to Chairperson Eckhart. Emily, I think you might be muted.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So it's 6:06 on Tuesday, June 2nd of 2020, and we're going to call the meeting to order right now. Could you please call roll, Katie?
Bishop? Bronson? Kasten?
Here.
Krongeier?
Here.
Eckhart?
Here.
Persig?
Here.
Hilsheim already informed me that he'd not be able to make our call tonight, so he is absent. Do we have Lang?
Yes, here.
Lindemann?
Here.
Mallory?
Here.
Stumpke?
Here.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, everyone. Moving on to item three on our agenda, which is the consent agenda. If anybody has anything that they would like to discuss, please speak up and we can pull it down into later in our meeting. Give another 5 seconds for somebody to say something. Otherwise, I'll ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I think we're good.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to. Go
I'll
ahead.
I'll support Brian.
This is Brian Lang. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Thanks, Brian. So motion by Brian Lang to approve the consent agenda as presented. It was seconded by Bobby Krongeier. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Please say no if you're opposed. All right. Cool, motion carries. So approval of consent agenda. Next item is new business, and it is election of officers. So every year in the last quarter of our fiscal year, we are to elect our officers of the board. So first up is the chairperson. So I guess for this, we'll start with discussion on it, I guess. Start with John Costin.
I'm not sure what you're asking, actually, except are you looking for nominations for chairperson?
Yes, we do need a nomination. I didn't know if I should go through and let everybody have a chance to speak for these or just let somebody speak up and make a nomination.
Well, I think, Emily, you've only been in the position for, what, 1 year? And yes, and I think you've been getting your feet wet. I would not recommend that we change the chairmanship of the Main Street DDA. So that would be my input. And I would say also the same for the vice chairman, Brian.
Okay. Is Tom on the call, Tom Eustace?
I thought I saw his name listed.
Yes, I'm here, Emily.
Tom, do we need to go through each board member for these agenda items? I feel like it's a little awkward.
Sure. No, I think the best approach is to ask for nominations for each of the positions. You know, start with the chairperson, ask the board for nominations, and a second. If there are multiple nominations, then you're going to have to do two motions. But if there's only one nomination, a second, just vote on that position. And then go to the vice chair and then to the treasurer.
Okay. All right. That's a little bit better. Okay. So first up, election of officers for the chairperson position. So we're looking for nominations for all of these positions one at a time.
I make a motion for Emily Eckhart to be chairperson.
Second. Lindemann.
Emke first.
Okay. All right. So nomination motion by Stemke to nominate Emily Eckhart as the chairperson of the Sheboygan Main Street DDA. It was seconded by Lindemann, and Katie will have to have a roll call.
Okay. Bishop, have you been able to join? How about Bronson? Costin?
Yes.
Krongeier?
Yes.
Eckhart?
I think I would have to abstain from voting for myself.
Hersey?
Emily, you've been doing an outstanding job. I'd vote yes.
Thanks, Scott.
Lang?
Yeah.
Lindemann?
Full support, yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Stemke?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Motion carries to elect myself, Emily Eckhart, as the chairperson of the Sheboygan Main Street DDA. Okay, so moving on to vice chairperson. Need a nomination first and then a second.
I nominate the existing vice chairman, Brian Lang.
I second that.
Thanks, fellas.
Sorry, there's two people on the second. Who are the two people who seconded?
Lindemann Herzog.
Yeah, you can take either one. Doesn't matter.
Okay. All right, motion made by John Costin nominating Brian Lang as the vice chairperson of the Main Street DDA. That was seconded by Dennis Lindemann and Scott Hersig. Katie, could you please call roll?
Bronson? I saw him join. All right. We'll go on. Costin?
Yes.
Ron Geyer?
Yes.
Eckhart?
Yeah.
Hersig?
Absolutely. Same comment as before.
Brian, I'm guessing you'll have to abstain from this one. Lindemann?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Demke?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, so then treasurer is, motion carries to appoint Brian Lang as the vice chairperson. Item number three is for the treasurer position. So,
I'm sensing a trend here. Can we nominate Bobby again then too?
I'll second
that. I think that isn't. Okay. All right. So, motion made by Scott Hersig to nominate Bobby Krongeyer as the treasurer for the Sheboygan Main Street DDA. That was seconded by Christy Semke. Katie, could you please call roll for a vote?
Costin?
Yes.
Krongeyer? Oh, I'm sorry. You have to abstain. Eckhart?
Yeah.
Hersig?
Absolutely.
Lang?
Yes.
Lindemann?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Demke?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Motion carries to appoint Bobby Krongeyer as the board treasurer. I'm just now seeing that secretary didn't make it onto our agenda, so I guess we'll have to do that at our next board meeting since we already approved the agenda as it is. So put that on our list for next board meeting. So moving on to item B under new business is board discussion of design guidelines. I'll give the best little intro I can to this. So Keith Cayley, who works for the DNR, and then Lindsay Gardner works for the MSU Extension. They are both volunteers on our placemaking committee and have assembled the design guidelines that we all have in front of us. And it sounds like they, you know, took a lot of different communities' design guidelines and came up with this draft for us, for our district. And so we're really just trying to get this in front of our board for discussion, to have any, to talk about whatever we need to, get it more dialed in perhaps if we think, and then it would have to go before city council for approval as well. So for now, we're just discussing it. I'll go through each of us by our last name alphabetically, and you'll have a chance to give your feedback. So if Mayor Bronson is on the line, you would be first up.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I have no comments on the designs.
Okay. All right, thank you. So moving on to John Costin.
Yes, I do. I have some comments. First of all, good work from those who put this together. It is a bit of a quantum leap from where we are to here, because we have very, very vague guidelines at the moment. So this will be a huge leap if we get this documented and on the books for anybody renovating or designing a building for Sheboygan. I read through it and I think it's great. I had a little trouble with the first paragraph, believe it or not. It says, design guidelines, City of Sheboygan. Do we really mean the City of Sheboygan, or do we mean Main Street? Because I think our requisition really is about Main Street. Or did we intend this to be broader in terms of the City of Sheboygan? So that's really a question. And I think it should read design guidelines, City of Sheboygan, or Main Street, DDA, would be my recommendation. And then the first line says design guidelines help strengthen the character of the built environment. I think that should be maybe existing buildings or character of the Main Street environment. That depends on whether we see this as being for Main Street or the City of Sheboygan in total. So I'd be interested in other board members' comments. But overall, I think it's great. And if we can uphold this, it provides very, very essential guidelines to anybody who is going to invest in Main Street or Sheboygan. They're my comments, Emily.
Thank you so much, John. Ms. Bobby Krongeier, you're up next.
Yes, I think this is a really good document. I have a question. Do we have old photographs, because I read in there that for people that want to, you know, work on their building and redo it, or new people coming in that buy buildings that want to make it as it was originally, do we have pictures of old buildings, or is that part of what the design committee is going to be working on, that we would have those available for people that come in to town and want to redo their building? That would be really nice to have that available to them. So like if we went and did an inventory of the buildings that are for sale right now, and then maybe went to the History Center, and I mean, I would be willing to do that if that's something you think would be worthwhile.
The History Center is like for Nourish, they were very straightforward when we requested pictures. I feel like they're on top of it as soon as it's requested, for the people who are interested.
Say that again, Christy?
Like when you go to the History Center, they're pretty quick about pulling out the specific that you asked for.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So instead of, you know, doing more work than we need to, just knowing that they're a very quick resource to providing, you know, a handful of pictures that they have available.
Okay.
And there's also, can Tom, you hear me? Am I still muted? I was just going to say there's a huge treasure trove of photography actually at the old Johnson photographic studio, which I believe the new owner, I believe her name is Bloom, Judy Bloom or something like that. She really wanted to retain all the photographic history for the benefit of the city. So there is a huge, huge treasure trove of material there.
Bobby, personally think that that's a pretty good idea. I think, you know, I think if you're willing to put in the time to go and find pictures of all of our addresses in our district, I mean, why not?
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it would be kind of a nice thing to have, you know, for a new business coming in, you could give them this design document and then, you know, photographs of the buildings that they've purchased, what the original buildings had looked like. Because there are some buildings downtown that, you know, have been modified that's not what the original building looked like, and a person may want to restore it to what it would just, I don't know, just be a tool. Yes, I would be willing to do that, Christy.
And I'd be happy to help you with that. I think that is a good idea.
Bobby, this is Tom Eustace.
Hey, Tom.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm coming across. We do have, in the assessor's record cards, we do have some older pictures. They're mostly from the 50s, though. We lost a lot of pictures in a flood that were earlier than that. But most of the commercial record cards, we have buildings that were built after 1950. You know, we have the original pictures of those. Certainly, there's a lot of buildings downtown that were built prior to 1950.
Correct. But
for any of those over 1950, we have the original pictures of when they were
built. Okay.
We did, in fact, we did submit some of those pictures application. That was one of the requirements.
Yes.
So we should look at the Main Street application, and we may have some older pictures in that application.
Can I just add that when we were renovating our building or buildings, it was amazing the people that came out of the woodwork and actually just turned up and said, "Ah, my father owned this building, or my uncle, or whatever. This is how it looked," and actually gave us pictures. I mean, there's a lot of resources in Sheboygan really interested in seeing what their building looked like 50, 60, 70 years ago. I think the resources are there. Luckily.
Okay, thank you. Bobby, do you have any other comments about the design guidelines?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm next on the list. I too think this is a great document. I especially like on the first page underneath the picture where it breaks down, you know, the responsibilities of multiple different layers or, you know, people with investments in our downtown, private property owners, public services, parks and recreation, CDA and Historic Preservation Committee, and then city engineering. I think if we could all be truly taking responsibility for some of these pieces, downtown can be really vibrant. So I'm excited to have this step be rolling. And I do think it'll be good for people who are remodeling their building, whether they're just buying it or, you know, like Christy and I with Nourish, you know, we've had the building for 3 years, but we're kind of just now getting to the point where we're thinking about what we can be doing to the outside. So this was really helpful for me to read through and just see, you know, like, well, you know, if there's brick, if it's not painted already, don't paint it. If it is already painted, right, then you can repaint it. You know, all of those little details I do think are really great. And I would have, you know, really not known. I mean, maybe if we had talked to a contractor, but I do think that this provides good information. So that's my comments. I mean, I think there are little things that could maybe be tweaked, or maybe just that I should ask questions directly to get more clarification, but I don't feel like I need to do that right now since we're not moving to approve this just yet. So those are my comments. Scott Hersig?
Sure. I like it. I've in this whole Main Street process, I've been looking forward to this element. Specifically, I've always kind of thought we look a little hodgepodge in the downtown. So I'm excited to see some good guidelines. And I think when some of this stuff starts to get enacted, it's gonna really transform the look of Sheboygan, which I think will be good. It kind of freshen us up in some places and enhance history in other places. I've always been a big proponent of need more trees, more sizable trees in downtown. So I like that was in there too. So I like it. I think it's good.
Thank you, Scott. Brian Lang, you're up next.
You're muted, Brian.
Thanks, Brett. So, I think that it's good, and I like some of the ideas with the brick cutouts along the roadways. Ideas to set in trees and make more greenery. That's always going to be a one thing I think, and as a downtown business, is to Scott's point, to get away from the hodgepodge.
Brian?
For a while, yeah.
I don't know if it was just my phone, but you kind of cut out there for a minute.
Yeah, we missed about 30 seconds.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the Wi-Fi is not so good. I think to go back, I think that the trees and the cutouts for the landscaping inside the sidewalk areas, I think, are outstanding. When I look back at the history of Sheboygan, and I look back at the history of some other towns, we have had a lot of burned out buildings, a lot of things that would have brought our history forward have been removed, frankly. The most recent being, of course, the Gold Front. And it's, for me, I'm torn, right? I mean, we have this idea of looking back towards the past and being really reflective of it and trying to emulate it. But the reality is that probably 80% of that past has been burned up. And we're hanging on to a handful of buildings. And my gut is that we need to identify what Sheboygan is going to be rather than try and reflect on what it was. That's where I'm at. I think we've lost so much along the way that it's just going to be really difficult to reflect. I mean, Dennis is fortunate enough to have a couple of beautiful old buildings down at the north end of town, but there are a few of those left. So anyway, that's just my thought. And as I reflect, I lived in Gaylord for a while. They identified themselves at the Alpine Village years ago, and everybody in the city, when you built a new building or you remodeled, you had to follow along with that. And that was their identity. That's what they did. And you can drive through now and, man, you can tell they are a community and they're killing it. So just a reflection, not necessarily a guidance or a direction one way or the other, but just an idea. I'm done.
Thank you, Brian. Dennis Lindemann, you're up next.
Yeah, I'm great with most of it. I agree with John. The title has to be tagged as the DDA Main Street requirements, because we cannot do anything outside our district anyways. That would have to be the city or planning. So I would like that title to reflect just the DDA Main Street area. And under historic preservation, which is B, and then under Section A, under 11, it says fixed awnings. And I'd like clarification on that, because do they mean hard surface like a cedar shake construction, or do they mean a fixed awning like I have on my store, which is a canvas, but non-retractable? I know they prefer retractable, but maybe they do mean a fixed awning like mine, but I'd like clarification on that too. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. What section did you say that was in?
It would be under historic preservation, which is B, Section A, under 11. Refers to fixed awning.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you. And then moving on to Brett Mallory for your comments.
So, I thought it was great to give us some kind of a form to follow. There was a couple questions, I guess. I saw on the bike racks, how wide are the sidewalks? Do we even have room? It said 6 foot minimum walking distance for the bike racks. If we were to have someone put a bike rack on the sidewalk, would there even be room for that? I don't know if anyone knows how wide the sidewalks are generally.
I think they're eight or 9 feet in most cases.
I mean, that'd just be maybe something to look at. Can you still put a bike rack in that 2 feet wide? You know, to have a 6 foot walking distance or, yeah. And who would be, you know, I know probably the historical preservation group, but would we have kind of a couple people who would be good contacts for some of these companies or businesses that want to move in and have questions about, you know, what kind of siding? You know, I mean, obviously we can look at the pictures, but there's probably going to be some questions that the pictures won't answer. Is there a couple people that they should contact? I mean, Steve Brisson comes to mind. I don't know if anyone.
That would be our Historic Resources Commission, Brett.
Right.
We have two people on there, Phil Porter and Steve Brisson.
Okay.
That are experts.
Okay. I mean, other than that, I think it's great.
I think, Brett, using both the Historic Resource Commission and our director, you know, director being the point of contact to be giving our guidelines and explaining our guidelines to the prospective building owner or to the building owner. And then, you know, we could help make contact with Historic Resources Commission to get more individualized information for their building specifically.
Right. I guess I'm just thinking, you know, if, you know, a lot of these businesses that would come in, I would hope that they would just would have that communication, and I'm sure they will in some form before they just kind of follow some of the guidelines and end up changing something a little bit more where that could have been prevented, I guess, you know, could have been a little bit more accurate to the way it was. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thanks, Brett. Christy Stemke, your turn for comments.
Well, I just want everybody to know that I did take detailed notes of your comments to be able to take this back to placemaking committee and express, you know, deep appreciation for Lindsay and Keith. Their hard work going into these is, you know, they're definitely well thought out plans. But yeah, I'm excited about Sheboygan having some guidelines to start, and as we move forward to the streetscape and the waterfront, you know, design, I think all these, you know, issues that have been raised are things that we can consider as we're, you know, thinking about how we want our downtown to be and move forward with keeping historical preservation in mind. So I think this is a big step, and I'm really excited about this. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Christy. Just gonna go through everybody one last time to make sure nobody had any second thoughts. So we'll start with John Costin.
Thank you. I'd just like to come back to the point that Brian made, and that is that yes, we have some open spaces in Sheboygan where buildings were either taken down for they were in a bad state or they had been burned down. The positive thing is that we do have the opportunity to influence any future developers to build a building which in some way could have styling cues which follow maybe the original plans of what was actually there. Obviously not identical, but it might have some styling cues that make it look and fit into the overall approach of Sheboygan. It's just a thought. That's all for me.
Okay, thank you. So, okay, moving on to Bobby.
No further comments, thanks.
Okay. Then I am up next. I just wanted to say today, Christy and I walked up and down Main Street, and our sidewalks are pretty narrow, and especially when we're looking at this front page here and it's saying the pedestrian zone is 6 feet. I mean, I would be surprised if our sidewalks are much wider than 6 feet wide. And so I do think that could give us a little bit of challenge, but maybe it could also give, you know, we could be getting creative if we do choose to spruce up the streetscape. So I do think that there's opportunity, but being mindful that our sidewalks are pretty narrow already. But yeah, that's all I have as a second thought. Scott Hersig?
I'm good, thanks.
Thank you, Scott. Brian Lang?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Dennis Lindemann?
Yeah, just a quick comment on what John said about new buildings possibly coming in. If you go back into the Boyne City's picture, they show one, I think it's One Water Street building, mm-hmm. which is all brand new, and it does look like something that's been there for a while. And so we can get it done. You know, I'd love to see our group be proactive working with new owners, new developers, and trying to make it work, look like Old Sheboygan. That's all.
Thank you, Dennis. Brett Mallory?
No, the only thing I already pretty much said, I just would like to see businesses encouraged to talk to the Historical Preservation Committee. That's all.
Thank you, Brett. Christy Stemke?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Christy.
Emily, if I could just make a quick comment.
Absolutely. Thanks, Katie.
I was just, I did read through the guidelines, and I think they're fantastic. My only two things that I thought could be potential benefit for addition would be a discussion of artwork downtown in regards to murals on buildings or sculptures in and around buildings. That could be something that could be added, I think. And also, should we discuss accessibility as far as ADA guidelines? Should that be added in to our design guidelines, or is that already covered through city guidelines?
Would that depend on the building, possibly, if they're grandfathered into specific ADA things? But I mean,
I think definitely
grandfathered in, I think that might work.
Right, I think that would be more so as far as renovations to current buildings or building of new properties.
I think those are good questions, Katie, and I'm sure Christy is taking notes to bring back to Keith and Lindsay to discuss that at their placemaking committee meeting.
That's good. I think that may be already built into the code as well.
Yes, I do have notes.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other comments before we move on?
No, just to say good work.
Yeah,
we applaud what's done here. Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, thank you. Then we will move on to the next item on our agenda, which is public comments. So I will hand it over to Katie to call you off by the last four digits of your phone number.
Okay, I do see that we have a few public participants tonight, so I'm going to start off first with Diane Rabb.
I'm okay, thanks, Katie. I'll pass.
Okay, thank you. All right, next on the list is Sherry Nelson.
Hello, I will pass.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. Next, I see Sheila. Do you have any comments tonight from the board? Keith Cayley.
Sorry. That's Keith Cayley, I think, Katie. Keith, oh, do you have any comments? Yep.
All right. We will then be moving on to caller 2342.
Pass, thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to caller 4103.
Hi everyone, Sharon Lang. Just two things briefly. As a business owner and employer on Main Street, I would love to recognize and show some appreciation to Katie on four accounts. Certainly the first one would be her coordination of the Yes, We're Open posters. I think they create a visual continuity up and down Main Street that is very attractive and user-friendly to guests who are coming in and out of many of our buildings. I also certainly appreciate the social media posts and shares that have been repeatedly popping up in my feed. It's a tremendous help to me. You know, we opened, for instance, our little gift shop today, and she was Johnny on the spot and had taken a photo of the storefront and posted. I know that she also spoke of many others who are opening. And so I think that extra bump social media wise is very advantageous to business people, and we appreciate it. I also appreciate the FaceTime. Before noon today, she stopped in and introduced herself and offered her services and any help she could make to our little manager, Diane, at Mishmash. And I know that that was very well received and a heartfelt welcome on Diane's part. And it was great for me to know as an owner that there was that interaction and that support. And then also too, just in communication and sharing of critical information about reopening, certainly facing the COVID crisis and then beyond and granting and things. So huge kudos to Katie as interim on those four points off the top of my head, and I'm sure many more to come. The second thing, just speaking as County EDC and CEDG, I know that at some point the DDA board had, I believe, come to a resolution about modifying the facade grant program into being micro grants. It had previously been that there was an architectural requirement for a $2,000 facade kickback in a grant. Frankly, a lot of us do either our own work or we're doing minimal work that would not require the services of an expensive architect. And I think under the conditions that we're facing with COVID, if we can revisit that, I think now would be a great time to have those $500 bumps in a micro grant opportunity for businesses up and down Main Street. I do know that the County Planning Commission has worked in our, I believe, passed, and I'm not certain on that, but I certainly sat in on a meeting where they were discussing how to expedite some emergency changes so that zoning and ordinances could be amended on the fly to help facilitate commerce during crises such as what we're facing. And I think that if were the DDA to go back to that micro grant concept where it could be used for florals, a quick paint job, just anything, because we're all kind of under tight constraints. A lot of us are functioning at half capacity with 100% overhead. It would go a long way. You may also find that perhaps the city council would do a match fund. I think I would approach the county for a matching fund. I think the community foundation could be an avenue. And I also think you may find private investors who would sort of take that idea, and you may be able to really get some big bumps into the hands of folks up and down Main Street who are going to struggle and continue to survive in that micro grant concept. So those are my two things. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for those comments, Sharon. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Next we have caller 6483.
Good evening, Trudy Lofgren here. I'm just curious where the picnic tables came from that are in Festival Square. Are they, is that part of the city? Is that part of DDA?
Yeah, the picnic tables are, this is Tom Eustace, the picnic tables are city-owned. We have multiple. They're really managed by the Recreation Department. And we also did put some additional tables in Festival Square that came from the ice arena. They're the tables that normally sit in the concession area of the ice arena. But the picnic tables are mainly managed by the Recreation Department. So we move them from Washington Park to City Beach, Gordon Turner Park, and Festival Square. And there is a group that's trying to repair and paint some of those tables right now. I think Vince Lametta is kind of taking the lead on that. He has picked up some of the picnic tables and they're painting them and cleaning them up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Trudy.
Katie, Keith's going to unmute himself, so if we could go back to him. He wanted to make a comment.
Oh, yes. It's not letting me unmute him either. Let me try.
Keith, try hitting star six.
Can you guys hear me?
There you are.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you coming back around to me. And I wanted to thank the DDA for the opportunity for myself and Lindsay to be involved with these downtown design guidelines. It's been a lot of fun, and we've enjoyed working with the design committee. And thanks a lot for the thoughtful comments. I think that I took a lot of good detailed notes as well, and everything you mentioned is very reasonable and on point. I think listening in to everybody, too, I think you clearly understand the area of opportunity that this document can provide. And, you know, we tried to follow a lot of the basic framework, I think, that and the intent and the spirit that the Main Street program outlined. And we did borrow information from a variety of different communities. Both Lindsay and I have some direct experience in this type of work that we were able to interject as well. And just a few points I think that are relevant is that, you know, I think we tried to keep this document simple and really touch on some of the core elements in a downtown environment that apply to Main Street. But, and I think that worked out pretty well. It's also flexible, right? I heard a lot of discussion about new and old and historic. And I think this document really sets up improvements in the downtown area, whether they're renovations of existing buildings or brand new replacements of buildings that have been removed, to create the continuity and the opportunity to really create a defined image for Sheboygan and the downtown and the DDA and the Main Street program at large. So I think that's important to note. And the other thing is, you know, this is a guideline, right? Ordinances, form-based code or formal architectural ordinances and regulations are certainly more effective, but they're a lot more resource intensive. And I think the other thing is they're often controversial because it's hard to agree on a lot of that. And they can be difficult to administer for those same reasons and principles. So the guidelines really are informative. And we heard a couple of DDA members that have already learned some things and are going to be able to apply some of those details to their own businesses and investments in a positive manner that are going to move in the direction, I think, and vision that everybody has in mind. And I think really, you know, this wants to be a collaborative effort. So it's going to be a simple document. It's only 13 or 14 pages. It's something that people can understand. It's visual. It makes sense. It looks good. It gets you excited. It's a document that the city council can use, the city planning commission can use, the city manager can use, and everybody else that's interested in the community to help shape and influence that future improvement in the community. So I think that this will be a real effective tool in the downtown Main Street program's toolbox to help move in a real positive direction with a lot of joint resources, and you're really putting your resources where you get the most impact. So thank you for that, and I appreciate the comments, and we'll continue to make some refinements and adjustments and get this document back to you. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. It looks like the last caller we have on the line tonight is caller 2889.
I don't have anything, Katie, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, and that covers all of our public participants for tonight. Emily, you are muted.
Of course. All right. Well, thank you, Katie. And thank you for all of the public comments. Moving on, next item on our agenda would be board member comments. And we'll start.
I believe still absent.
He made a comment earlier, or he talked earlier. All right, well, we can try you again, Mark. Next person would be John Costin.
Comments, but I did like this modification to micro grants. I think we should look at that.
Okay. John, did you have any other board member comments?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bobby Krongeyer.
No comments.
Thank you, Bobby. Then myself, Emily Eckhart, board member comments. So going back to Sharon Lang in the micro grant, we did, as a board, decide to allocate some of our budget dollars to the micro grant program. That is a program that is being headed by our placemaking committee. So we do have money allocated, so we probably need to get the ball rolling on where we would like to see those dollars go towards for this year, or if we just let it be open-ended. So that is something that is still an active project for one of our committees. So I just wanted to touch on that. And all of our committees will hopefully be meeting this month, if not in person, then over the phone. So we should see some projects rolling here. My second comment, this kind of pertains to board member involvement, and now that, well, hopefully soon we will be able to start having our meetings in person, but we're kind of getting out of the fog now, where I'm going to send out an email for the events committee to have a meeting. I know Christy has one scheduled. Thought I read in Bobby's agenda that, or her report, that she has one scheduled. So I guess I'm just kind of doing a call to action, asking all of our board members to really get involved in the committees and start helping out with these projects. I know, you know, we all have time restrictions, we all have busy schedules, but I think it would be nice to have more involvement from our board members working on the projects and in the committees. And then my last comment is, today is Christy's birthday, so just wanted to wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And that's all I have for my board member comments. So Scott Herzig, you're up next.
Happy birthday, Christy, apparently. And believe it or not, I have no comments this evening. I knew someone was going to laugh.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Brian Lang.
Yeah. So to follow up on Sharon's comments, absolutely. Katie has done a remarkable job, and I think we can all appreciate the correspondence and the community involvement that she's already working on. And the door-to-door stuff is great. So great job there. Additionally, on the microgrant stuff, yeah, we had passed that, but we never really got a whole lot further. So I'm glad to hear that the placemaking group is working on that, because I think it's significant, and now more than ever, I think it can really benefit. One of the things that Katie had mentioned too about the murals and painting in the building and stuff, just that may be sensitive in such that they're still privately owned buildings in most cases. So we have to be mindful of, you know, how all that works. So to tell somebody what they can do on their own building may be challenging. So just a thought. But thank you so much. I'm good.
All right. Thank you, Brian, for your comments. Dennis Lindemann, your board member comments?
Nothing, I guess nothing further. And I'm not going to sing a happy birthday to Christy either.
I'm sure she appreciates that. All right. Brett Mallory.
Yeah, I don't really have anything about this. I was going to just say a couple things that are going on in City Council. You all got the email probably today about Thursday. There's going to be a question and answer session, basically. From what I understand, there will be no public communication. It's going to just be talking by the council, basically. If you have questions, then you need to contact Bridget. If there are questions that you'd like to be answered, you need to contact Bridget, and she will make sure that question is asked during the meeting. That's about the medical marijuana ordinance that was passed. Also, I mentioned briefly last time, we are looking at we're talking with the police department about their new contract, their union contract, and so we're talking with them and just trying to keep the younger kids interested. Basically, a lot of them are looking at offers from other police departments around, and I think it's important that we have a local police department. So we're talking with them, trying to keep them on board. So.
Hey, Brett, not to hijack you real quick, but just a quick question on the questions going into Bridget. Yeah. Will there be a limit? Will they answer all questions? Or are they going to be selective? Do you have any idea about that?
They didn't really give specifics on that. I'm assuming that within reason, they'll answer all questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, everything they can answer, you know. That is, in the organizational committee, we are looking at, you know, just a bunch of turnover in the city, you know, in the office, and so we're working on that. You know, that's kind of a long-term thing, but I don't really have any specifics on that, but there's some changes coming up, so that's all.
Thank you, Brett. Christy Stemke, your board member comments?
I have, well, I guess I'm just excited for things to get rolling again and open up safe enough to be able to meet again. So placemaking will be meeting at Festival Square next Wednesday, the 10th at 6:30 p.m. Obviously, everyone is welcome to come and participate and get the projects rolling. The facade vibrancy micro grant is, you know, definitely one of the top projects that, you know, are getting work on. But, you know, I think moving the design guidelines forward is, you know, the first step for that. So I'm excited for our community. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Christy. So that is the end of our board comments. And moving on to the final item on our agenda would be adjournment. So looking for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Brian Lang seconds that. Sorry, John.
All right, so motion by Stemke, seconded by Brian Lang to adjourn our meeting at 7:04 on Tuesday, June 2nd.
So moved.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you,
Emily.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Christy.
Thanks, team. Happy birthday, Christy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.